This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith.
I'm Madeline Brand. Here in L.A., fame is everywhere, and it's not just movie stars, Robert. Plastic surgeons, plumbers, lawyers, they all plaster their pictures on billboards and bus benches. And then there are the real champions of personal branding, and they are real estate agents. Here is Day to Day's contributor, Jennifer Sharp.
At practically every red light in Los Angeles, there's a realtor's face peering into my car from a bus bench ad. Ever since I put up the "for rent" sign in my front yard, I can't stop thinking about their headshots and slogans. Ron Wynn leaning casually into the letters of his own name. The Busy Blondes team looking like news anchors.
If you want a job done, hire a busy person.
Barry Green smiling warmly in a V-neck sweater.
The right choice since 1972.
I've come to think of them as the celebrities of real estate.
I was in my bed asking God, how can I get these people to, you know, remember me? And it came to me, and they're Frisbees, and I had Frisbees made up.
Overlooking the Sunset Strip from his hilltop home, realtor Steven Spriafico explained that the Frisbees are his way of getting inside gated estates.
You can throw these over these gated mansions, whoo, all the way over to the front door. And then they look and they see Steven Spriafico, realtor to the stars.
After seeing Spriafico's ad on a grocery cart, I couldn't get his photo out of my head. He was in a white turtleneck holding three white dogs over a shopping cart filled with Frisbees, a vision inspired by...
I saw Madonna in this Versace ad. She had white everything, towels, phone, everything. And I asked my friend, well, what could I do? And he knew this lady who had three white terrier dogs.
Personal branding has always come naturally to Spriafico, who remembers first Xeroxing his headshot in 1987.
I made a flyer, put new realtor, house-sitting, caretaking, professional waiter.
Hoping to move off his father's cattle ranch, he took the flyer to Beverly Hills.
I drove to Rodeo Drive and put 150 of these flyers on the windshield wipers of every Rolls-Royce and Jaguar I saw.
Unbeknownst to Spriafico, he was actually part of a late 80s realtor branding zeitgeist. According to Don Hobbs of realtor marketing firm Hobbs Herder, the birth of the brokerage REMAX changed everything.
They were the first ones that came along and said, you're in business for yourself. Instead of 50-50, you're really going to have 100% of your commission.
REMAX founder Dave Liniger shifted the marketing focus from the company to the individual. Hobbs sees him as a liberator of the realtor's image.
Do you remember the Century 21 jacket? You know, they called it the gold jacket. It's like everybody dressed the same, and he came along and said, be free, everybody.
Two decades later, their headshots and slogans have become an advertising genre unto itself, whose roots, according to Hobbs Herder, lie with the Roman emperors who first stamped their heads and inscriptions onto coins. But when I called the bus bench advertising company, senior account manager John Lakota told me the realtors don't always have a branding vision, especially when it comes to slogans.
I come up with all the slogans for most of the agents.
You are the person that makes them up?
Yeah, I'd say at least half of them. Don't make a move without me. And you put move, I got an angle, I italicize.
What else?
Like where new beginnings exist. I haven't had anybody take that one yet, but I like that one.
And what goes into a good slogan?
Every slogan's corny, you know. It's make it simple, and you want it to reiterate something in real estate.
So you just think they're blatantly corny?
Yeah. I think it's what you want. Life's too short. Have fun now.
One of his longtime and regularly defaced clients.
I now know what I look like with a beard. I know what I will look like missing a few teeth.
Is Ray Wayne of the Busy Blondes.
Like Dizzy, B-I-Z-Z-Y.
She's become such a fixture in my landscape, I felt a bit starstruck meeting her.
We've been recognized for a long time, but just like running into a celebrity that doesn't have her makeup on that day, that happens to us too.
Having successfully built a small empire around their branding identity,
something dawned on me and I said, Judy, I think this name could be bigger than we are.
They're now venturing into upscale properties and making new elegant signs for their high-end estates.
Are you going to keep the spelling?
Oh, absolutely. B-I-Z-Z-Y.
Steven Spriafico, on the other hand, is rebranding with the hopes of crossing over into television and music.
The dog thing was great, but I've decided to not renew my shopping cart, and I'm changing my image to blue-eyed Hollywood cowboy. And my first branding thing is just about to hit. I am so excited. It's going to conquer the town. Let me grab it and show it to you.
Although he won't miss the shopping carts, he says they have helped him get to where he is now.
I am the biggest name in Hollywood. Steven Spriafico is the biggest, most powerful icon on the Sunset Strip. I am. The whole world is going to know about me someday.
Whether he's talking about himself as a realtor or a celebrity or both, I'm not sure. But one thing I do know, my house still hasn't rented, and now I might know why. My realtor doesn't even have a headshot. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sharp.